Boker Tov, good morning. We are continuing Daf Yomi. Today's Daf is Daf Samech Dalet, Daf 64. We left off on Samech Gimel Amud Bet, towards the top of the page, middle of the page. Today's class should be for the Refuah, Shalema, Abol HaChalim, V'chladam, Chemdam, Racham, Racham, Nibshan, Amelechan, Racham, Nifqa, Salam, Anamunia, Shalom, Sarah, David, Amelechan, Yafa, Badabra, Rishka, Badechal, Rishka, Badeser, Shalom, Meser, Fahim, Adam, Shalom, Anachana, Yafa, Benunyam, Yavid, Amelechan, Shalom, Anachana, Simcha, Ben Malka, Miriam, Badechal, Bidiz, Miriam, Chana, Nelam, Amelechos, Abadam, Shalom, Anachana, Yafa, Baracha, Dan Ben Esther, Tzal, Mayim, Kondom, Amelechan, Yosef, Ben Yafa, 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 Yosef, Ben Okay, we are beginning. We are about 10 lines from the top of the page on 63b, Samach Gimel Amud Bet. Gemara begins in the middle of the line. Tanura Banan. We quoted this yesterday. We have a braita. Hamotze met mutal lerochba shel derech. If somebody finds a dead body that is laying by the width of the street, meaning that he passed by and he realized afterwards there was a body there. So the Gemara said, Litruma tameh. For truma, we rule strictly and we view him as tameh. Uben nazir veose pesach tahor by nazir. And for korban pesach, we view him tahor. So the Gemara says, the Gemara is going to have a bunch of questions. The Gemara is going to have, I think, four questions right now on something called Tumat HaTehom, this Tumah of the depths. So the Gemara says, what are we referring to? She'en lo makom la'avor. That's only if he doesn't have another path to cross. Aval yesh lo makom la'avor, but if he had another path to cross, meaning there was more room to cross besides for that dead body. Af l'Tumah Tahor, we would say even for Truma, he would be considered Tahor. The Gemara asks again, when is that the case? That's only if you find the body full. Aval, mishubar mifurak, but if the body was, let's say, broken, the bones were all moved, spread around. Afilo ein makom la'avor, even if there is nowhere to pass, still, chayshinan shema ben pirkin avar. We say, he probably walked through the limbs, he probably didn't go over the bone, because it wasn't a full body. This is a special rule by if it's broken apart. Uvekever, and if it was in a cemetery, walking over a tomb, let's say, afilu meshubar mufurak tameh, even if it was broken, the bones are broken and it was split, but since it's all in one tomb, it joins it together, the burial, the tomb, would join all the bones together, and so therefore he would be tameh if he walked over that. The Gemara asks again, what are we referring to? That's only if he is walking. Let's say he's carrying a load, or he's riding an animal. So tameh, then you would be tameh. Somebody who's walking, it's possible that he won't touch the body, he won't touch the bones, or he won't move it, or he won't hover over it. Whereas ta'un, if he's carrying a load, he can't control where he walks. Or rachuv, where he's riding an animal, he can't control where he walks. So eifshar shelo yigav, shelo yasid, shelo yahil. It's not possible that he won't touch it, or move it, or hover over it, and become tamin. The Gemara asks one more time, when is that the case? Betumata tehom. This is only the case where you rule leniently by tuma of the depths. Aval tuma yedua, but if it's a known tuma, Shloshtan Tmeim, all three of them would be Tameh. Who are the three of them? The three would be the Nazir, the Ose Pesach, and the guy who's eating Truma. Those three would all be Tameh if it was a known Tumah. So the Gemara says, what is Tumat HaTehom? Ve'ezohi Tumat HaTehom. What is this Tumah of the depths? So the Gemara explains, Kol She'en Makira Achad Basof HaOlam. If one person, even one person, as long as one person at the end of the world doesn't even know about this tumah, that's considered tumat tehom, and that's an unknown tumah. Whereas mekira achad b'sof ha'olam ein zo tumat tehom. If someone even at the end of the world knows about this tumah, that's not tumat tehom. That's not tumah of the depths, and therefore he would be tamin. Hayat tamun b'teven or b'tzrorot. If the guy was buried or he was covered by straw or stones. Hare zo tumat tehom. That's considered a tumah of the depths. But yamim uafela v'nekikeas laim ein zo tumat tehom. Whereas if he was in the ocean, or he was in darkness, or he was in the crevices of these big boulders, these big stones, that's not considered tumat tehom. Velo amru tumata tom ela lemet bilvad. The only leniency with regards to the impurity of the depths is referring to a dead body. There's no other aspect of where we'd find tumata tom. It's the leniency specifically by a dead body that we have in this case. Okay, that's the end of that subject. The Mishnah then said ketzad yarad. He says if he went down into the water, if it was to become tahor, then he right. The Mishnah discussed what was his intention. So the Gemara now is going to go on for a good portion of the daf today, discussing if let's say tsafa ena mitam'a linyan sheretz. If let's say you have something floating, you have let's say a floating source of tum'ah. So the Gemara says, by a case of a sheretz, of an impure rodent, it would not make tum'ah. What does that mean? The Tanya, as the Braita says, safek tum'ah, safa, if you have a safek tum'ah that's floating, bein bekelim, bein bakarka, whether it's in a utensil, or whether it's on the ground floating, tahora, a person who may have touched it, we don't know if he touched it or not, it's in doubt, he is considered tahor. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, no, bekelim tme'ah, in utensils, he is tameh, bakarka tahora, and on the ground, he would be tahor. Why? So the Gemara now goes into the reasoning, flipping the amud. Mai ta'ama de Tanakama. What's the reason for the opinion of Tanakama? Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Avudimi. K'tiv, it says in the Pasuk, V'chol ha-sheretz ha-shoretz. So he says, kol makom shehu shoretz, anywhere that the rodent is placed, there's tum'ah. U'k'tiv, and then it says, ala aretz, specifically on the ground. So which one is it? Anywhere or only on the ground? So the Gemara says, "Haketzad, what is the case? Vaday magao tamen, safek magao tahor. If someone for sure touched the rodent, he becomes tamen. If he has a doubt, if he touched this rodent, then he's tahor. This is what he learns from here. This is the Tanakama. Rabbi Shimon, my tama. Okay, what does Rabbi Shimon say? So Amar Ula says, "Ktiv ach ma'ayan." It says just a ma'ayan. So we learn from there. You would think from there that if it was floating on the ground, he would still be taor. And then it says uchtiv yitma at the end of the pasuk. So it sounds like no, it'd be tameh. So which one is it? Is it tameh or is it taor? So the Gemara says haketzad safa ba kelim tameh. If there's a rodent floating in the kelim and safek if he touched it, then you'd be tameh. Bakarka, but if it was on the ground in the water, so then taor. That would be taor. That would be the difference between Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon. Okay, now, for the remainder of the Amud, we're going to have 7 questions with regards to a sheretz, who is a rodent that's floating on water. So we're going to see when it's tuma, when it's not, if we can get an answer. So the Gemara begins, Tan Rabbanan, Kol ha-nitalin va-nigrarin sfekan tameh. Anything that is can be carried, or any tuma that was being carried, or was being dragged. So if it's safek, then it's safek whether the tum'ah touched something. So then we rule stringently. Tamem epinei she'en kemunachin, because it's like its place, it's like it's resting, and therefore it is like it's in a keli. Whereas, v'anizrakin, if it's thrown, if you have something that's tamem that's thrown, sfekan ta'or. Safek if it touched something, it's still ta'or. Chutz min kazay tamet, except for an olive's volume of a dead person. V'amahil al penei tum'ah, or someone who hovers over the face of tum'ah. And anything that makes tum'ah from the top to the bottom. Meaning, there are things that if they sit on it, they make tum'ah not only go to the thing they're sitting on, but it goes all the way down through anything that's under there that's touching it. So the Gemara says, la'atuya zav zava, coming to include a case of a zav zava, that if they, let's say, sit on a stone, and there's a person, I don't know, under the stone or something like that, that person would become tameh as well. It goes through. So it's excluding these type of cases. So the Gemara says, "Bayi Rami Bar Chama, I have a question. Met bekli, bekli tzaf al panei amayim. If you have a dead person in a utensil, and the utensil is floating on the water, mahu, what's the din then? Batar kli azlinan, do we go after the kli? Or batar mita azlinan, do we go after the dead body? So the Gemara says, mahu. Imtim selomar, if you want to say batar kli azlinan, do we go after the kli? So then, and there wouldn't be, it would be safek. Here, look at the Mefarish over here. The Mefarish says, "Batar kli azlinan ukeman de munach lagavi karka dame v'safek magao tameh." And safek, if he touched something, would be tameh. So if you think it's talking about, we go after the kli, and therefore it's like munach bakli. And safek, if someone touched it, he would be tameh. So the Gemara says, "Met al gavi sheretz mahu." If you have a dead person on top of a sheretz, what's the din then? Kevan dehay tumat erev vehay tumat shiv'ah. Maybe we can say that because the sheretz is only, if someone touches it, is only tum'ah for the night. Whereas someone touches a dead body, it's tumat shiva, 7 days. It's as if there is tum'ah that is sitting inside of a kli, and therefore somebody's safek if he touches it, you'd be tameh. Or dilmar, perhaps tum'ah semichtahir. Maybe it's just one full body when it's on top of a sheretz. It's considered one full entity of a thick surface, and therefore really it's considered safek magao tahor. The Gemara says another question. V'imtim selomar keman demachta tum'ah bekli damya. If you want to say it's like it's sitting in a kli, and therefore safek if someone touched it, you'd be tameh. V'tameh vaday, and therefore it's for sure tameh. Sheretz al gavei nevela v'nevela tzafa mau. Let's say I have a rodent that's sitting on top of a nevela, non-kosher animal, and that non-kosher animal is floating. What would be the din then if someone had a safek if he touched it? Kivan de tarvayu tumat erev inun tumas imichtahi. Would we say that since both the nevela and the sheretz have tumah of just the erev, tumat erev, so therefore they're the same entity, and therefore it's one full thick thing that if someone has a safek if he touches it, it'd be tahor. Or dilmar, perhaps hay kazait vayka adasha. Or maybe we would say no. Maybe it's different because one of them becomes tameh, right? The nevela becomes tameh, but makes tumah with kazait's volume, whereas the sheretz makes tumah even with the lentil's volume. So therefore, maybe they're different. Maybe they're not the same. And therefore, safek tameh, safek if someone touched it, you would be tameh. So the Gemara asks another question. Sheretz al gabe sheretz mau. What if you have a sheretz that is lying on another sheretz? So hane vaday chad shiuraninu. Maybe we can say, since they're all one entity, it's all one full item, it's the same rodent. Odilma kivan de mefsakem adade lo. Or perhaps we can say that since they are actually two separate animals, even though it's really the same animal, it's two separate ones. So therefore, safek, if someone touched it, you would be tameh.
Why is that a difference, two bodies?
If it's one entity, and so here, look at the Mefarish over here. The Mefarish says, Kivan demisukem ha'adad, kivan demunach bekli dame. V'safek maga'o ha'elyon, agave sheretz, safeko tameh. He says that since you have, it's like it's sitting on another thing, so it's as if, and they're two separate entities, it's like it's sitting on a kli, and if it's sitting on the kli, we have the din of safek maga'o tameh. That's the ruling. But if it was considered one full entity, then you wouldn't have that rule. It would be safek maga'o tahor. So that's the question here. So the Gemara says, v'im timse lomar, and if you want to say sheretz agave sheretz, that a rodent on the top of another rodent, kevan demifsakei mehadade, since they are two separate things, and they're separated from one another, kiman demancha bekli dame, it's like sitting on a kli, and safek if someone touches it, he becomes tameh. So sheretz agave nevela shenimucha mahu. What if I have a sheretz that's sitting on a nevela that dissolved? The nevela became like a liquid. How would we view that now?
It's not a kli anymore.
Oh, okay. So is it not a kli anymore? And therefore, since it's not a kli, safek mago tahor. Someone safek if someone touched it, you'd be tahor. Or not. So kevan de nimucha havia lekem mashke. Since it's dissolved, it's like a liquid, and therefore someone is safek if he touched it, is tahor. Or dilmar, perhaps hay uchlahu. Maybe no, it's a food. And at the end of the day, if it's a food, it's like a kli. And therefore, it's safek mago tameh. So why says last question? V'im tim selomar, if you want to say the uchlahu, that maybe it's food, sheretz agave shechvat zera mau. If you have sheretz that's sitting on top of semen, is that considered liquid or not? V'im tim selomar, if you want to say kevan de mitakra, one more question. Havalei ki uchla. If you want to say since semen comes out of the body, it comes from the physical person's body is like food. It's like a physical entity, and so therefore it's like a kli. So safek tum'a would be tameh. Safek if someone touched it would be tameh. So now final question. Sheretz agave mechatat. Umechatat safin agave amayim mahu. What if you have a sheretz that's floating on the mechatat, the water of a chatat offering? So what would we say then? Do we say that? And the water and the mechatat is floating. So what would we say then? Do we say it's like a liquid, floating on a liquid, and so therefore safek if someone touched it would be tahor? Or maybe no, it's like floating on a kli, and safek, someone touched it would be tameh. The Gemara answers, lo yadinan. Very good, 7 questions. We don't know, teiku. Good, we don't have the answer.
Very good.
Yes, lo yadinan, yeah, it's very interesting. It's, I think Nazir has different wordings, like nedarim. Okay, flipping the amud. Amar, so we said lo yadinan, teiku, that we didn't know the answer. Amar Ibnuna, he has a question. Nazir v'oseh pesach. If you have a nazir and someone doing korban pesach, shalchu bekever atehom, who walked on this kever atayom. What's a kever atayom? It's a kever that we don't know. It's an unknown grave, let's call it. It's an unknown grave. B'shvi shelahen. And on their seventh day, they walked on that. They walked over that unknown grave. So what do we say? Tehorim. They're still tehor.
Unknown if there's a body? Is that what it means?
It's unknown if, yeah. Unknown if. Safek. Yeah. Kever atayom. So the Gemara says, Mai ta'ama. What's the reason? Delo alima tumata tehom lemistar. Because tumah of the depth is not strong enough to make them forfeit their days because it's the last day. So the Gemara says, Meitiv Rava, Rava is a contradiction. Hold on 1 second. Yaradli Taher. We said if the guy goes down to the mikveh to become tahor, mitumah tamet, from tumah of the dead, tameh, he still stays tameh. Why? Shecheskat tameh tameh, shecheskat tahor, tahor. Because the chazakah, the status of someone who's tameh, stays tameh. And the status of someone who stays tahor, stays tahor. This was the case we brought earlier. That if somebody went down and he found a dead body that was sitting at the karka of the me'ara, the ground of the cave, so he stays tameh. So why don't we say the same thing by us? That the guy, he is tameh, it's on his seventh day, he walked over a kever, keep him in the status of tumah. Why are we saying no? He's still, he's right, look at the mefarish. He says, tameh, v'hacha nami, kevan dehavi cheskat tameh, he's on his cheskat of tameh, b'shvi'i shelo, k'shenitma bekever atahom, lefisha adayin lo gilach tiglacha tumah de nezirut. He never shaved the shaving of his tumah for nezirut. So, v'loheiriv shimsho, and the night didn't arrive. The diklachad la'achar biyata mayimhu. Shaving comes after he goes to the mikveh. So, since he didn't shave yet, why are you saying? Why don't you say chazaka? He has a status that he's tameh, and so therefore, since it's a shivi'i shelo, he should stay tameh. Why are you saying no? He's tahor, and he can go and bring his korban pesach. He'll go and finish his nezirut. So the Gemara answer is very beautiful. Amar le modin alach ben nazir shemechusar tiklachad. You're right. I agree with you. If it was a case of a nazir who hadn't yet shaven. If it was a Nazir who hadn't yet shaven, I 100% agree with you that would be Tameh. We hold him on his Chazakah. Look at the Tosfot. The Tosfot says, Perush tiglachat tum'av, matnitin ayri hachad mechusar tiglachat, sharei af tevilahu mechusar, sharei hu yarad litbol. Our Mishnah is talking about he didn't shave yet. Whereas, v'koshukin tiglachat achareya, v'Rav Himnuna was talking about something different. Ma'ir v'shvi'i achar shegilach. Rav Himnuna was talking about on the seventh day, after he shaved already. After he shaved. The Ne'id Mechusar Ha'erv Shemesh. Nighttime didn't arrive. You're right. Behai lo karin le v'cheskat tameh. But we don't call him in his status of tumah anymore because he already shaved. He already finished. He just has to wait for nighttime. So since he's just waiting for nighttime, he's done. We don't say, hold him in his status of tumah. Whereas in a case where a guy didn't even yet shave on his seventh day, then we would say, hold him in his status of tumah. That's where the difference would come out. So this is what Rav Nuna answered him, saying that I'm talking about a case where he already shaved, and that's why I viewed it as tahor. Okay, we'll stop there for today. We'll do a quick 1 minute recap. We started on Samach Gimel Amud Bet, started by talking about if you find a dead body, and all the different ways how it's possible to be tahor, and we said it's only by a case of tumata tehom, tumah of the depths, where someone didn't know about that tumah even in the end of the world, and it's only with a dead body. Then as we got to the Amud Aleph, we asked 7 questions with regards to a sheretz. If something is floating, is it like floating on a kli, or is it like floating on the ground? If it's like on the ground, safek if someone touched it, tahor. If it's like in a kli, safek if someone touched it, tameh. And what, we went through all different types of examples and questions that could have came up, and imtim selomars, we had 7 imtim selomars, and we came to an answer, zoya dinan, we don't have the answer. Okay. As we flipped the Amud, we got to the Amud Bet, the final part of the daf was about, if you have a person who's going to do Korban Pesach, or he's finishing the Nazir on his seventh day, he's finishing his the Tum'ah of his seventh day, and therefore he walks over a Kever Atehom, a Kever that is unknown to him, that is a Kever. It's an unknown grave. So the Gemara said, he's still Tahor. Why? The Gemara brought it from our Mishnah that if he goes down to the Mikveh to become Tahor, he's Tameh. And there's a body down there, he stays Tameh. Why? Chazakah, Tum'ah, he stays Tum'ah. Chazakah of Tahorah, stays Tahorah. So the Gemara answered, Rav Nuna said, I agree with you, and I'm talking about a case where he already finished his shaving on his seventh day, he's just waiting for nighttime, so therefore he's already Tahor. And so therefore it's not a Chazakah of Tum'ah anymore, that's what the Tosfot said, and that's why he wouldn't become Tameh. He wouldn't stay Tameh. Baruch Adonai Le'olam, amen ve'amen.